Nolte, Terminal List laughs down woke critics as second most watched TV series in America. By John Nolte on August 8, 2022. Amazon's very non-woke Terminal List received scathing reviews but is currently the second most popular show in America. Over at Rotten Tomatoes, the Terminal List earned a decidedly rotten 40% rating from critics. It scored even worse among top critics with a 26% rotten rating. Audiences, however, disagree based on two important metrics. First, the audience score over at Rotten Tomatoes is a sky-high 94%. Secondly, it's the second most watched show in the country. Woke critics who panned Chris Pratt's new thriller series The Terminal List were left red-cheeked this week as it leapfrogged other shows to place number two on the list of America's most streamed shows. The Terminal List, which stars Pratt as a U.S. Navy SEAL, racked up a whopping 1.6 billion minutes of streaming on Amazon Prime during the July 4th to 10th window, which marked the series' first full week on the service after premiering on July 1st. While the show has been a hit with fans, critics showed disdain for the exciting military series. The number one streamed show is, no surprise, Netflix's Stranger Things, with a whopping 4.8 billion minutes streamed. Like Top Gun, Maverick, 2022, and Spider-Man: No Way Home, 2021, I think The Terminal List is another title benefiting from this oppressive, anti-fun woke era. Most TV shows and movies are so awful, preachy, off-putting, smug, and divisive now that people are embracing the non-woke stuff more than they might have otherwise. I'm not here to take anything away from Top Gun, Maverick or Spider-Man, No Way Home. Both are great. But do they gross $660 million and $804 million? Respectively, if the competition isn't all this insufferable woke garbage? I doubt it. They would certainly be successful, but not that successful. As far as The Terminal List, I would not have even given it a chance had it not earned America's non-woke seal of approval. But, after four episodes, I gave up. Like too much streaming content today, Amazon stretched a 2.5-hour story to three times its length. I also found the episodes repetitive. That's not to say I hated it or failed to see what attracted such a big audience. Different strokes. It is refreshingly anti-woke and I would definitely give a spin-off starring Taylor Kitsch's character a shot. But I think that non-woke entertainment has a huge audience in waiting. Millions of people eager to relive what it is like to be entertained, as opposed to being shamed and lectured. And thanks to social media, word of mouth spreads like wildfire when one of these gems comes along. And right now, there is no greater advertisement for a TV show or movie than it's not woke. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.